He was right, I thought in the most secret region of my heart. But I dared not admit it. It's too late to save your old father, I said to myself. You ought to be having 2 rations of bread, 2 rations of soup. Only a fraction of a second. But I felt guilty. I ran to find a little soup to give my father, but he did not want it. All he wanted was water. Don't drink water. Have some soup. I'm burning. Why are you being so unkind to me, my son? Some water. I brought him some water. Then I left the block for roll call. But I turned around and came back again. I lay down on the top bunk. Invalids were allowed to stay in the block, so I would be an invalid myself. I would not leave my father. There was silence all round now, broken only by groans. In front of the block, the SS were giving orders. An officer passed by the beds. My father begged me, "My son, some water. I'm burning. My stomach." "Quiet over there," yelled the officer.
"Eliezer,"
went on my father,
"some water."
The officer came up to him and shouted at him to be quiet. But my father did not hear him. He went on calling me. The officer dealt him a violent blow on the head with his truncheon. I did not move. I was afraid. My body was afraid of also receiving a blow. Then my father made a rattling noise, and it was my name.
Eliezer.
I could see that he was still breathing, spasmodically. I did not move. When I got down after roll call, I could see his lips trembling as he murmured something. Bending over him, I stayed gazing at him for over an hour, engraving into myself the picture of his blood-stained face, his shattered skull. Then I had to go to bed. I climbed into my bunk above my father, who was still alive. It was January 28th. 1945. I awoke on January 29th at dawn. In my father's place lay another invalid. They must have taken him away before dawn and carried him to the crematory. He may still have been breathing. There were no prayers at his grave. No candles were lit to his memory. His last word was my name, a summons to which I did not respond. I did not weep, and it pained me that I could not weep. But I had no more tears, and in the depths of my being, in the recesses of my weakened conscience, could I have searched it, I might perhaps have found something like free at last.